third trimester nutrition. If your girl has an average or large litter, she needs substantially more food, up to 300% of maintenance. So that's three times what she would get prior to breeding. For small litters, increase her nutrition only about 10% per puppy above maintenance, and that's usually just one or two pups. Do all you can to keep your bitch on a reproductive diet if she'll continue to eat. If she's struggling to eat, it's okay to split her meals into 3, 4, even 5 or 6 meals a day. And since inappetence is common, particularly in the last week of pregnancy, you can spoil her by free feeding her, giving her tripe, eggs, beef and rice, or again, the chicken soup. If your bitch is turned off at the smell of fish oil, switch to capsules to continue to get DHA or docosahexaenoic acid into her while the pup's immune system's eyes and brains are developing. Folic acid is no longer needed for spinal cord development, but can be beneficial to the development of the pup's immune systems and the elimination of toxins. Now more than ever, listen to your bitch. If she truly is starving, feed her a little bit more. If she can no longer stomach what you normally feed, try something new. This is the time to get creative to try and keep her getting nutrition throughout the third trimester, up until about 2 days prior to whelping. One of the signs of pending whelping is an absolute refusal to eat. It's perfectly normal because she's probably just going to throw up the food that she ate anyway. So don't worry, by about day 61, go ahead and let her refuse to eat or just pick at her food without any concern on your part.